All right, okay, so you're ready to take him in a minute?
Yeah, how totally threw me off. Sean Atwood bath update as we go straight into the live there. How are we all doing, everybody? Welcome to the Sean Atwood channel for a Royal News Flash, your daily Royal News headlines. Special panel member today, we have Ziggy. As you can see, he takes the same approach I do to podcasting on a Thursday with John Wedger, where I sit and remain fairly silent, and it works well. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. And Jen, how are you doing today? How are you doing?
Well, the star of the show wanted to make an appearance, didn't he? So the little blubberer. So he started raspberrying quite erratic at the moment. So I'm waiting for him to start doing that now. Are you going to do it? You're going to raspberry? You're
going to put him front and center, Ron. Put him front and center.
Yeah.
And do you want to? Should we talk about what's in the news for Meghan Markle? Yeah.
Ziggy, do you want to hear a bunch of facts about jam? Do you want to hear some stuff about jam?
Yeah. Do you like jam?
Well, you're going to think about some stuff, Ziggs. I'm telling you now. Because yesterday we touched on the jam, right? Paula and myself went through this yesterday. We kind of. A couple of viewers pointed out that the labels were peeling off of the jars right here and here, and there was just a whole kind of stramash around the whole thing. And I will say, the pictures today, the jam looks like a much more normal color of red. Yesterday, the pictures didn't look as good.
Did you have took some crazy filter on it or something?
No, it looked. It looked suspiciously light colored. Do you know what I mean? Like strawberry jam is a pretty distinctive color. Do you know what I mean? So that's all I was saying. So following on from that, okay. Royal Family Live, Meghan Markle takes step down from pedestal with new move. So her new business venture is now being publicly seen as a massive step down from who she was. I bet that went down super well with Meghan Markle when she found out that was public opinion. I just want to say I kind of had a little chuckle to myself this morning. But before we delve into that, Paula, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, everybody. Buenos dias, Ziggy. Isn't he cute? Isn't he the cutest, guys? He's so adorable. It's not even funny anymore.
I'm serious. He's taken to just sitting looking at himself on screen quite well.
I think he's looking at Paula.
Yeah, probably.
He's got an obsession there.
Trying to distract him from us.
Yeah. Well, apologies.
How old is he now, Jen?
So he is 8 months old. Well, nearly about 2 weeks off 8 months old. And yeah, he's quite a big lad in 12 to 18 month old clothes already. Getting through it.
Is he trying to walk or is he still
We have tried this new trick where he can get down off the sofa. So he kind of shuffles back, right? Yeah. I put a video on the family channel actually beginning of this week. Uh-huh. But he has discovered that if we put him on his tummy on the sofa, he shuffles back and can land on his feet on the floor. So we're teaching him the correct way to get off furniture so he doesn't bump his head. And I'm going to give him to Daddy. Should we say goodbye? Bye-bye.
Bye, Ziggy. Bye. Bye.
What a cutie.
All right.
Well, so, you know what it is with Meghan Markle? It's like I did a video yesterday because I don't know if you might not know this, Ron. I have an agricultural company, right? And I export this is why I'm in Nicaragua, because the weather here allows me to grow pretty much year round. I mean, the coldest it gets is 31 degrees. Okay. So it's this weather the whole year round. So I grow pineapple, papaya, red flesh dragon fruit, coffee, and other stuff. And I export it to the US, Canada, and other places. Now I also have my company registered in the US. As for food, because my idea was I'm going to grow the plants and then I'm going to export it to the US and I'm going to sell it like in frozen yogurts. I'm going to start like a frozen yogurt thing with the organic fruits and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
It is difficult. I mean, I'm looking right now at the permit, my permit, United States Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. And this is based in Maryland. Okay. And then, you know, because I was trying to get the permit, because it's so funny, you know, for example, they have, a, let's say red flesh dragon fruit. If I export the fruit, it, like a whole fruit, it has one code. If I cut it in half, a different code. If I package it in plastic, one code. You know, everything, the same fruit can have up to 30, 40 codes. So whenever, and this is the thing with Meghan Markle, and I did a video yesterday showing a label I made for a lady, a friend of mine,
right. Yeah, yeah,
who wanted to sell marmalades, jams, you know? And you have to have the expiry date by, I was even looking at the one in Highgrove, the one that Prince Charles has. Yep. You know, and it's, I mean, he's got everything there. He truly has everything there, guys. You know, I don't know if you can see this.
Hang on, let me just make you bigger. Just stay there. There you go.
Yep, this is the one for Highgrove.
Okay.
You know, and I'm going to show you the other one. This is his thing, right?
Yep.
And you see this organic, how much it weighs and stuff like that, yeah, right? Yeah. There, 200... And the thing is that in my video, because I know what you need to have, because you and it's not that hard. You go to the department, agricultural department and food and safety too, you know, and you tell them, I want to do this. And because it has to deal with food, you must, this is, there's no two ways about it. You must include all the ingredients because some people might be allergic.
Can you just answer the lady on whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I think 31 degree Fahrenheit. I think it's Fahrenheit. No, it's a hot one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's about, I think that 31 degrees of ours is like, it's like 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
You talk, like we go with 0 is freezing, 100 is boiling. Is that the one that you're on, Paula?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I forget which one that is, but that one.
Yes.
It's like horizontal and vertical. Who knows? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think it's Celsius, if I'm being honest, but I don't want to put money on it.
So this is insane because, for example, I'm looking, you should see the apartment. I have it, I can't show because it has my details and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
But this is, my company is registered in Florida, right? For example, I have the apartment number. Each food product has a apartment number. I never ended up doing the yogurt thing and stuff like that because I actually wanted to do wine as well for red flesh dragon fruit, and I wanted to do jam, but it's so complicated because you have to have a special place that has to be approved for you to make it, like facilities, and they have to meet all these hygienic standards and requirements, which are very expensive.
And I mean, not even that. When you were showing the King's labeling there, the UK labeling legislation is pretty strict. I mean, you're talking allergens. If you've got a nut within like 200 meters of where something's being prepared, you've got to warn people. It's quite an extensive process. So I'm actually, it wasn't until you sort of really brought this up, Paula, that she is using loopholes here. I mean, I don't really think that she wants... I mean, do you really feel like she ventured out to make small batch jam? Or do you think that she hit so many roadblocks, she just thought, oh, let's just, you know, keep it artisanal? I don't know either way. But, I mean, is it shrewd business? Are we seeing shrewd business here? Or are we seeing a woman in panic mode, do you think?
You know what, Ron, because I, for example, I was looking at the permits and I just noticed something that they granted me something else, which is good. Finally, I got it. Thank God. You know, I don't read. I can tell you I don't read. My partner in the U.S. is the one who's doing that. No wonder she was happy. Okay. It's like everything about her in the article that I sent you an article about, and we're going to read that because that's another thing that it's pretty bad for her because everything she does, look how they left the royal family. Everything is a tantrum. This is very typical of narcissistic people who don't plan long term. They act on whatever they want right now. They need to get it immediately. If you don't, they make hell for everybody. And then later on, when the consequences of their actions for that immediate need that they needed satisfied come home to roost, then they blame everybody else. So
but that's the one thing about, you know, about Meghan and Harry, they're all about getting in the quick cash. What screams quick cash about jam?
Well, yeah.
But see, they can't, so, you know, Meghan Markle can't. The only, even, you know, because in the food and safety department, the only thing that you can get away with is if you're for doing, like, for example, a mom and pops kind of thing where you don't sell more than 500 jams, you know, a month. Because, and even then you need to have a batch number. Have you ever guys heard of products being recalled? Do you know how they know how to recall products? Even I, you know, my batch, you know, even for my papayas and pineapples, I have to do what's called traceability tracking. I like, I have each lot, each plant label. So I know where this fruit comes. So whenever people are picking the fruit, they're putting, oh, this comes from this batch. So if something is wrong with the plant, I can immediately go, oh, it came from this batch. So I can go look for it.
I think we might be overlooking something. I think she might be overselling this as a marketing ploy. I think we're seeing all of the influencers and friends being sent this small batch jam. And I wonder when it actually comes to actually rolling out for the public, if the small batch will suddenly disappear and we'll just see a white labeling of a, of another product, if you see what I'm saying. Because
are you not even thinking this is just one publicity stunt in itself anyway? Just the fact that she thought, you know what, everyone's going to think jam is ridiculous.
Yes.
And it's getting all the papers.
This is it. And Paula pointed out yesterday, what she was getting from the influencers was story posts. So they disappear after 12 hours. So this is effectively the same as going and doing a marketing campaign. You're just doing a quick stunt. It's worked because we're all triggered by anemic jam. Okay. So it's either genius, but I do think, in my opinion, I'm going to put my stamp on the jam situation is watch this space. I'll put a fiver on it that the small batch disappears and we have a jam on the website, but it's a white labeled product that she's slapping her name on effectively, because $6,000 is what you make off 50 jars of jam at $125 a jar. Okay. No one's making money off it.
Yeah, they're not going to pay security
off her lawsuit. She can open herself to a lawsuit. And it's very, very terrible, you know. Yeah. And the last article, essentially, I think we could talk about it later, but it's very important because there's a bunch of other stuff. And she's being called out by the farmers of California, Montecito area, and Santa Barbara specifically, you know. But we're going to, but what the thing with Meghan Markle, you know, she sent, well, from what we know, 50 jars, right? Because it's a 17 or 50, 10 or 50. So another lady posted, posted the jam, and she's the justice for moms. This is this lady, if please correct me if I'm wrong, guys, this is the lady that Meghan Markle reached out to because she had twin kids and the daughter whose name was Lily died. And the son who was left is named George, like Prince George. And, okay. And I think she reached out. Correct me if I'm wrong, because it says that she reached out to this Justice for thing. And the only one I remember is that. Can you imagine researching somebody who had a daughter named Lily and dies, and the brother's name is George, as in Prince George, and befriending that person? Do you know how sick that is?
Yeah, it's manipulation, really, isn't it?
No, it is really sick, you know, and in regards to her being a shrewd businesswoman. Okay. We saw the Sussex Royal thing, all the demands put on the website before the queen even knew that they were taking off. Right. And then the queen said, oh, wait a minute, back up the truck. You're not getting all of that. This is more complicated than that. Then they go to Canada to an oligarch's billionaire home. Really shady as hell. And then they were going to go to, and then they were going to stay there. Right? Now I heard that, I've been listening to people saying that Harry has an O-1 visa. O-1 visa is given to people with extreme ability. For example, if you're like an athlete, a painter, a scientist, yeah, something like that, you know, or an actor who might need, no, actor, they don't get extraordinary ability. They get working visa. But to get an O-1 visa, you have to be extraordinary, Nobel Prize or World
It's like Mensa people and you know, like serious artists and things like this. Paula, I just want to say, I have got a headline here that you are going to love. Okay. This one has Paula all over it. Okay.
Go on. No.
Harry and Meghan warn Netflix wants payback as they're forced to do one. Yes. No, wait, no, this isn't even the best bit. This isn't even the best bit. A royal expert has claimed that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are still capitalizing on the royal status to sell products. 1 second, Paula. Now, here we go. Prince Harry and Meghan's new selling point remains themselves. As royal commentator Michael Cole explains, they will have to work hard to keep themselves so financially independent. This week saw a soft launch of Meghan's first product with her new brand, and she sent out 50 jars of strawberry jam to select group people. This is the one. Speaking to GB News, Mr. Cole noted that there was nothing wrong with the launch, but pointed out this approach is still in connection with the Sussex deal with Netflix. He warned the pair that Netflix wants payback and they'll have to sell themselves to make it work.
Isn't it funny? Meghan is back to pimping herself out.
It goes full circle, doesn't
Allegedly.
She's back to basics, isn't she? Pimping herself out, doing stuff she doesn't want to do. Because, you know, one of the things that I'm convinced, this is one of the things I'm convinced with. Meghan had to do really skanky stuff to get two suits. And after suits, when things were dwindling down. When suits were dwindling down and she had been written out of the things, she was back to doing those horrible things. You know, this is where she was in the UK looking for a husband, looking to start a Made in Chelsea. She was refused, by the way. Chelsea never, Made in Chelsea never approved of her. Thank you, Queenie. And then, but and so she figured with the royal title, I don't have to do anything. They will come to me. And at the beginning, that was so. But now they've seen, in my very humble opinion, that a royal title does not give you talent, does it?
Mm-mm. Have you seen it's the Saki comment at the bottom there from that article, Mr. Cole replied, I think it will. When asked by host Martin Daubney if he thought the jam would catch on, Mr. Cole replied, I think it will. People will sign up for it. I hope the jam tastes nice. Not too sugary. If it's good, then it will sell. Now, how sarcastic is that?
Yeah, I mean, I completely 100% agree. At least it doesn't look anemic now. At least we're moving forward day by day. But here's another one for you, Paula. Netflix has given a $100 million contract to the Sussexes, and now the Sussexes are going to have to start singing for their supper because Netflix won't pay back.
That's it.
Don't
That's
give
it.
Away all that money for nothing.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, the thing is that Netflix hasn't given them 100 millions, and like people are wrongly. Oh, you know, here
it'll be a contract. It'll be a 100 million contract with targets and things. It's like, for example, when you get a sponsorship deal on YouTube, you say, right, I'm going to do one post a week for a month, guaranteed. All the rest of it, it'll be. You know that they have missed multiple meetings about multiple projects and just ran off with their initial payment. I'm just saying, allegedly.
They got a signing bonus, I believe, for over $5 million, $5 or $6 million. That's a signing bonus. And then they got, because what it happens is, for example, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, they have their production company and they did this very successful documentary, Being Michelle, or I don't know what the hell it was called. And then, but what they do, they cover their production costs because they do that not all the time. They do that if they really believe that the project is going to be good, because of course, you know, they don't want to lose the money, you know? So they give you like the basic cost to cover for production, and you're supposed to use that money for what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
of course.
If it works, then of course they get a percentage of the streaming, which is what really, and yeah. I believe that I watched Michelle Obama's thing and it was actually quite good, you know? So, but for Meghan Markle and Harry, I was told that given that they failed, you know, that Lit to Leave, is it, what that was that called? Lead to Live or something like that? Lead to Live that they did for Netflix. They didn't do it. They bought the interviews of all the people from the Mandela Foundation. I think the Mandela Foundation was doing that. And then they bought it and they just added Harry and Meghan. I don't know what the hell they were doing there, but they were inserted there somehow.
Yeah.
And people were angry about it, but it didn't get many views. Invictus failed to get many views, guys, you know, because it was all about Harry preaching to everybody, to the veterans who actually fought in a war. So, I mean, it is actually, what else have they done? Pearl was canceled.
Well, listen, I think you're being too harsh. You need to remember Meghan's brutal admission about her younger years before meeting Prince Harry.
I haven't read that one. Can you do that?
No, but Paula, she struggled for years, okay?
Ron, send Tina the link. Send Tina the link separately.
I think I have. I think it's in that Google document. Hang on.
Don't send her in the Google Doc. Send her to her.
Only found true happiness on the day of her 31st birthday.
In the middle of my comedic bit where I'm pretending to feel sorry for Meghan Markle. Just give me a second.
Do you know this is so much funnier that the fact that I can't see your face?
What do you mean 33rd birthday? That's why she married Trevor.
No, listen. We've got to consider the fact that she was miserable right up until her 33rd birthday, okay? The day of her 33rd, okay? God, stop being so mean to her. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
No, but what does it say? I'm like...
Yeah. I'll keep it up on screen here. Meghan Markle might have found her happily ever after with Prince Harry. Okay. But she struggled for many years before before their paths finally crossed. Meghan and Harry first met back in July 2016. At the time, she was 35, while he was 32. By her own admission, the Duchess had only found true happiness on her 33rd birthday after leaving... after learning how to be kind to herself. I don't know. I think there was maybe some ritualistic thing that took place in a forest, allegedly, and she gave her soul over to the demonic spirits, allegedly, and found happiness there. But it's wild. I mean, look at her.
That's horrible, Ron. You know why? Because she was with Trevor for 10 years, and she was Trevity Trev, and she was hugging and kissing him. I have pictures of that, of her hugging and kissing him all over the place. So for 10 years with Trevity Trev, I can send you this.
It's a bit of a statement to make. I mean, I'm completely where you are with that, Paula. Like, I was absolutely miserable my whole life. I mean,
what's going to release an article in 5 years' time when she's divorced from Harry saying how miserable she was in her 30s up until her 40s.
In her 40s.
Caron, oh my God. Yes. Yes. Caron, Ray J, give yourself a gold star on the fridge for that one, my good man. Love that.
What did he say?
Someone said Ron is a bit of a Karen, and then Ray just put Caron, spelled K-A-R-O-N, and I'm now fully adopting the Caron. That is legendary.
Ron, can you put that picture? I sent it to you. Tina can't find the link.
I'll go and get the photo, and I'll go and sort out Tina. You guys.
On another note, do you Americans know what a Karen is?
Oh my God, America invented Karens. Are you having a laugh again?
I thought it was Australia. Australia invented Karens.
Learn your meme culture. That's all I'm saying.
You know, post that picture up, Ron. The one that I sent you.
I'm downloading it.
So, Paula, will you be watching Meghan's new Netflix documentary?
No, it's a cooking show, apparently.
You've got to watch it, though, if anything, for research purposes only.
Oh, hell yeah, we're going to watch it. I'm going to react. I'm going to capitalize. I'm going to be cashing in on Netflix.
Ron, there's this person that says, 7 Christian Nights. Paula, you make money by slagging people off constantly. H&M, especially without them, you got no income. I don't think so. You know what? I'm not slagging off. If she were to show me, the doctor, this is a woman who's using a royal title. In Canada, it's still part of the realm.
Yeah.
The royal family, Charles is still the head of the head of state of Canada, officially, because he's a monarch.
I don't like that
scan. She's a liar. And she's demeaning and denigrating the royal titles.
Just to be really, really safe, I'm not going to show this image, Paula, because YouTube have got some really weird new rules on
republishing content.
No, it's like because they're on a beach and the guy and Meghan are wearing swimsuits, technically that we don't have their permission to show them semi-nude.
And that's
Mr. Markle's photo. Mr. Thomas Markle took that photo.
Yeah, no, I know that. It's YouTube. It's not, don't try and make sense of it. It's YouTube. It's mad.
I went to a kid's play center the other day and they have a mermaid, you know, like a mermaid statue with boobies just shaped sculptured, and I can't put that on YouTube.
Yeah.
So well, it's that
this picture, let me tell you what this picture is. This picture is here. It's Trevor and Megan. That's it, their invite to their wedding in Jamaica. Both of them on typical Megan style with their backs they're sitting on a beach with their backs to the photographer, and it says save the date, you know, and it's romantic, both of them. So this thing that this woman claims that she was miserable, it's 10 years with Trevor, who gave her a lot, and she was happy to entertain. She said it was the happiest days of her life, how she married, her wedding in Jamaica. I mean, you could see all those pictures. I mean, she's disgusting.
Okay, I've got another one for you. Are you ready for this one? Okay, so again, get prepared to feel sorry, okay? Because Meghan feels like she's losing control over Harry's UK reunion, okay? We spoke about this. We spoke about this, about how we might see some panic decisions by Miss Meghan. So what do you think?
Look at that, Jen. Oh. Look at that, Jen. For example, we were talking about how they fail at everything because they don't do the proper planning. They failed at the Sussex thing when they left. They failed at the only thing that was mildly successful was the Harry and Meghan, because Netflix had control of that. The Harry and Meghan, whatever you want to call it. But that's the only one. Because the Invictus Games with Harry, it still failed. The lead Live to Lead failed. But look at Meghan Markle, for example. That big thing with the bench, it became a bestseller because she bought most of the copies. She was going to do the Pearl thing with the Elton John's husband, David Furnish, to big fanfare. Meghan and Elton John's husband, David Furnish, working. Gone. Not like then Meet Me at the Lake. Gone. How Meghan Markle was going to do this documentary, how she only wanted to work with A-listers. Gone. Even Ari Emanuel, we're going to watch that article I sent you, Ron, the last one. Even Ari Emanuel, her agent, is not investing in any of her projects because she's looking for investors.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just sounds like one of those friends, you know, a jack of all trade, master of none, who just sticks her hands in all the pies, never fulfills the job. It's really quite frustrating.
Good day, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Very, very well. Well, actually,
I'm loving the attire, Tina.
I was going to say, you look so
fresh. Yeah,
Tina.
I went to UK Max yesterday with my husband, and I looked this for him. It was on the man's rail. But it's Hollister, and it's reduced to a fiver. And I was like, I can make that work. Yeah, I have that for myself, thank you. Just because it's in the man's aisle don't mean I can't wear it.
Exactly.
Working it.
I love a bargain.
Nothing wrong with loving a bargain, I'll tell you that. Yeah. But yeah, nice to have you here, Tina. How's your week going?
Yeah, it's good. It's going all right. It's good. Good.
Good. Good, good, good.
Have we seen a more pretentious jar of jam in our life?
I don't think we have, no.
That she sent it in, we're just full of lemons.
Yeah, I was going to say, why was there lemons though? Why was there like 9 lemons and a jar of jam?
Because they're cheap.
Because they're cheap. Oh, I tell you, man, you gotta love
it. Ron, we're in Celsius. We're in Celsius.
Okay. Yeah, I just hit them with a, do you boil at 100 and freeze at 1?
Right now it's 20 degrees Celsius, 78 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really cold.
That is not cold. I'm from Scotland. Do you want to know what cold is?
I know, come
here on any day of the year. Pick a summer month if you want. I guarantee it'll be grey and sideways rain. People will still be outside having barbecues though, because we believe. Okay, we just got to believe.
Scotland and Wales. Wales and Scotland. You need cagoules, don't you?
Cagoule. How funny is the word cagoule?
Cagoule. Right?
When they were sitting around designing that and they were trying to come up with the name, what was going on there? What was going on? Was it Mr. Cagoule? I don't get it. It's such a funny word. Cagoule. Do you know what I'm saying? So, okay, right. Anyway, back to what we were just about to dive into. So,
what do you think, Tina? What do you think
about that? I see this last night, and it's like most sane people would look at that. And Meghan's patterns of behaviour, Meghan and Harry's patterns of behaviour, where he only comes into this country for like 24 hours max, just suggests that this is true. You know, it just all the patterns and the way he's been since he walked away. Tell me she's on the phone going, not for long, because she wouldn't. If she is everything we think she is, she's not going to want him around his family for long, because, you know, they could maybe. And just think, there is a massive issue if this is true, because why is that such a terrifying thing that he would reconnect with his family and your children would have cousins and you would fix this? Why is this a problem?
Because narcissists don't like it.
Yes. That's letting up control. Letting a grandfather see their grandkids. Come on now. I just want to say as well,
behind her back.
Yeah, I will. If I have to set up a Discord server, teach all you people what Discord is and get you in there so we can all watch this Netflix show and I can talk over the top of it without getting copyright struck. Okay, that is what we'll do. But trust me, we are going through this absolute madness together. Okay, yeah. That's what's happening. Believe it. Yeah. Believe that. Also, as well, everybody, I rather stupidly shoved a large piece of glass through the top of my foot yesterday. It's really, really how you shove it through the top of your foot, I'll save you that whole story, but it is very sore. So I am ducking out a little bit early today to go, and I'm going to just super glue it. So that will let you know tomorrow. How
you're going to secretly your foot yourself?
Yeah.
Wrong. My advice was go have a hot bath. Not
no. Listen, like, you're
maybe go to A&E. Oh,
listen, I cut things out myself. I don't go to the doctor. I cut things out myself. I super glue myself back up. I cut myself open in the woods. Just a bit of duct tape. No problem. Okay.
By the way, if you're ever stuck in a second, I see that you're doing that to yourself, Ron. If you're ever stuck and you cut yourself bleeding, get coffee. And put it on the foot. It helps close the wound and it absorbs the blood.
Listen, you can say your mad witch doctor things. I'll stick to my super glue. Okay. Good old
and sugar's the same. If your children
jam.
If your children cut their mouth, put sugar in their mouth and it seals it.
What are you all talking about? Listen, all I'm saying is if you haven't super glued a little cut together before, you gotta believe in yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So
Hang on a minute. Ron, the man who's telling us he uses Gorilla Glue rather than going to get stitches.
No, you can't use Gorilla Glue.
What are we talking about?
No, you can't use Gorilla Glue. It's too you want the really cheap stuff. Right? The really cheap stuff. No, just the cheaper super glue. It bonds.
And when Ron's away for 3 weeks because he's getting his foot or toe
amputated. Now, listen, honestly, I seen a movie once where they said that's why super glue was invented. And I believe I just ran with it, but again, it's not like a 6-inch gash.
It's not a huge gash.
It's not a massive big. You have to get the glass out first.
Otherwise, it's gonna be painful because your body tries to expel it, and it you get pus and all kinds of things.
So hot bath, like I told you this morning, go get a nice hot bath. Get that. Make sure all the glass is out of it first, because if not, amputee.
No, listen. My daughter slipped at the swimming pool when she was about five, cracked the back of her head open. It was like an inch and a half gash. It was horrible. Went to the hospital, they super glued her head, and away we went. Done. Okay? And since that day, I've been like, oh, that's brilliant. So, yeah. But again, I do not.
Megan's coffee. No, that has too much lead.
I just want to say, okay, I do not endorse anybody super gluing themselves closed. This is a stupid idea. We're just talking on the internet here. I do not endorse that. And it's medical glue you actually need, which is
To be honest, Paula's coffee idea sounds much more sane.
We use it on the field a lot when they were putting up fences and they have these barbed wire and sometimes they get cut or something like that or anything. And so they just grab coffee and they plaster it honey is a good disinfectant as well. If you have a little bit of honey,
Germaline. Okay, the honey that I get definitely isn't the good honey you get, Paula. The honey I get is like,
yeah, Tesco's. We have honey things. We have, I'm gonna film it and send it to you. We have a hot, like, you know,
Meg super glue the girl's eyes shut. She did. Oh my god,
allegedly.
Allegedly, that's so funny.
Ron, Ron, pull up the last article I sent you because I want something to read because it seems that Meghan Markle, again, she's stupid. She's running into a lot of trouble because she forgot that people from Santa Barbara, especially Montecito, are very snooty and they are very, very proud of the American Riviera moniker that that area has, because American Riviera in that area, Montecito, is considered posh, and everything that comes with that label is from there. Everything that is sold, like in form in, as goods or stuff like that, is from that place. Like food, it has to be, the produce has to be grown there. Like, and that's why you pay a lot more money. And so the head of the farmers or association in Montecito, it's if you want, I can read it if you don't have it in case.
Yeah, no, I'm getting hit with the ad blocker again. I'm going to try and figure out how to get this off.
Okay, I'll read it for you I'm guys.
Right, listen, thank you, everybody. I'm dipping out just now. Jen and Paula and Tina will be here to continue your royal news. I will see you all tomorrow. You are all fabulous. And I am now going to go and dig holes in the garden with my hands and rub coffee and dirt in my foot. And I will see you all in the next one. Thank you very much. Oh, I almost ended the stream there. I'm just leaving the studio. Okay, bye.
Bye,
Ron.
And do you want me to read it?
Oh, yes, please. Please go.
Meghan Markle's American Riviera Orchard, and Tina, you can talk about this, has lots of flash and fanfare, but so far, not much else. Meghan Markle's new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard, had lots of flash and fanfare, but so far, not much else. The Duchess of Sussex's latest project was announced online earlier this month with a video featuring the Mama 2 in a kitchen straight out of Nancy Meyers' movie. In moments that are peak, Markle, the 42-year-old, was also seen picking flowers and posing in a black ball gown. But there still remain vital questions surrounding the brand. Just who is investing in it, who is working on it, and who's manufacturing the goods, which will range from jams and jellies to candles, skincares, and pet food. Have you noticed no child, and nothing related to children's products, not even toys? No. Well-placed sources at other lifestyle brands told Page Six that American Riviera Orchard is all the gossip on industry WhatsApp groups around Los Angeles. Tellingly, however, they have not yet heard anything about Markle hiring buyers or a sourcing team. One insider who knows the Sussexes told Page Six that it's looking like a typical Markle project. Plenty of glamour, little substance. They, Harry and Meghan, consistently make announcements and roll things out really early. To what point? The insider said. Source close to Markle point out that no time frame for an actual product launch has been given yet, right? And it says, however, Page Six can confirm that the finance types Markle and Prince Harry have been seen networking with, including Wall Street billionaire Ken Griffith, and cosmetics mogul Victoria Jackson and her husband, marketing multimillionaire Bill Gruthy, both close pals of the Sussexes, are not investing. Neither is Ari Emanuel, because she asked her own agent to invest in her. I mean, agents don't do that. And he declined. Okay. And she also tried this guy. But the worst part of it all is this thing is Carrie Clasby, an organic farmer who runs the Malibu Fig Ranch and supplies to top chefs, including Tom Colicchio and Jean George Bogier, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, said that Markle also needs to be diligent about using the name American Riviera. America Riviera, a nickname for the posh Santa Barbara region, which includes Montecito. If you're calling it American Riviera, you really ought to be sourcing ingredients grown in Santa Barbara. Otherwise, you're going into the wholesale dump in downtown LA, where all the produce comes from Mexico or Chile. The kitchen should also be in Santa Barbara, unless they're just putting their name on it and getting it made, whatever, or getting it pre-made, and then it's hype.
So is she, why is the reason then, is she poor packaging for those 50 influencers and friends of hers?
Well, they said that she made it herself and she just put together the thing and I guess she printed the label at home too, you know, and just put, she licked it in.
For what? Authenticity? I'm not quite sure. But if you're going to put your name to a product and the whole world's slating you, why are you then going and pushing it out in non-mint condition?
I don't know. My cat's name's Karen. I posted this article yesterday and tagged Paula. You know what? I don't go very much in X. If you want to send me stuff, send it to my Facebook page because they send me direct. I go through my messages on my Facebook page and I get, because hardly ever, I go a little bit on X, but not as much. I'm going more on Facebook. Yeah. Thank Brilliant. You for checking. But what do you think, guys? Where's Tina? What do you think, Jen?
She's going to be in a minute. What was the question there? Sorry.
What do you think? Because these people are very proud of that brand, like American Riviera. So if you're going to call yourself that, you better outsource from here, because otherwise, you know, it's going to cheapen the brand of American Riviera, that area, because everything.
Well, of course she's going to be cheapening it. It wouldn't be true to Meghan's style if she didn't, but. There's going to be a lawsuit on her hands if she doesn't obviously fulfill it within protocol. Now, is there any proof that she isn't sourcing her materials from?
Well, that gentleman, actually, it's the Farmers Association. You have a farmer group like a co-op. It's like a union thing that they have in California, because actually, I know this. For example, if I want to export red flesh dragon fruit into Miami or Florida or any state, if they're growing the produce there, that there, I have to wait until they run out of that product in order for me to sell it. I can't come from abroad and compete because they have to. That's the way to make it available for them, you know, like, or for them to, because otherwise it's cheaper. I can come in and so I'm not allowed to sell that like that. So that's why he's saying that. And they know who's buying what. And like he said, she hasn't hired anybody. She hasn't contacted any producers of the California area. And let's not forget that she has done the thing in China with her coffees in China, in that province of human rights violation. So
goes to this comment here from Lady Ursula. She's going to have a lawsuit if someone gets sick from her jam she sent out. That's entirely correct there.
Yeah. I don't think she will, because she sent it to friends of her.
And it's not available yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Tina, what do you think about her? Do you think that if this fails, she's going to blame everybody, people like us?
I just feel like with Harry and Meghan, since they've walked away, they err on the side of safety. So they never really fully commit to anything, you know. So like they just chuck stuff in hope it'll stick. But they don't, you know, even with the Oprah interview, they never confirmed. They just guide around the edge of it, so they always protect themselves. So, you know, this jam in this American Riviera orchard, it's never like full throttle, like we're selling these products. It's sort of, they just sit on the edge in the safe.
They put their name, they put their face to it, but they don't quite go yet, like you said, back it 100%.
You know, if you were setting up a business like she is, would you not be full pow and putting your brands out there, running it along like Netflix in like that, this stupid, you know, gardening, cooking, cleaning? Surely you'd make it flow. You know, Jen, you do YouTube with Sean and stuff. You want it all to be put out in the best way possible. This is your brand. This is what you do, you know?
Exactly. And with any business, like you said, there you go, the word baby. The most fundamental rule of starting a company is the company becomes your baby. You nurture it. You stand behind it. You put 1,000% into it. They, like you said, they just kind of sit on the fence, they dip their toe in the water when it comes to their products or their projects or anything they do. It's all half-assed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, are we ever going to see it? Yeah. And that jam, come on. And I feel so stupid when we're sat here talking about it, because the woman has gone from Hollywood suits to pissing away jam. I just didn't ever think 10 years ago, if you'd asked me the question, I would connect the dots and put it to them to know.
And you'll be speaking about Prince Harry and his wife selling jam.
Like, well, you watch it in 10 years time, I'll be talking about the divorce. That's what I keep saying.
You know, Meghan Markle was at a Netflix meeting. She went to the thing and she was behaving like a child. The people there said that it was uncomfortable to be around it because she's pretending to be like a little girl, like laughing like this. And they were looking as like, who is this woman? This is a 42-year-old woman. And if you look at interviews that she did before, she's like, can you relate to Rachel Zane? Because Rachel Zane cries a lot, right? Goes, oh my God, I'm nothing like Rachel Zane. I don't think anybody cries that much. You know, this is Meghan Markle. I'm an ambitious woman. But at that meeting last week, she was like, I don't know. Like, she didn't know anything. It's like a little, almost like very uncomfortable. They go, who is that woman? She was trying to act like an innocent child. I guess that's the image she sold to Harry. I don't know, but.
Yeah, that's like default though, isn't it? And, you know, I've experienced that in the narcissists I've come across, in my opinion. They have a default sort of victim claiming, sort of poor me, battering the eyelids, you know, and relying on that feminineness, which she chooses from time to time. The whole Meghan Markle, she's uncomfortable to watch on the main stage. It's painful.
Yeah, but the ladies, there were a few ladies in that meeting, and they were like, one I kind of know one of them, and she told me about it, and it's like, we were looking at it, and it's not cute. She's not attractive at all. She really, up close in person, she's not attractive at all. She looks really bad, unkempt. But, you know, and she and they were like, why is she acting like that? Oh my God. Oh. And then trying to touch one of the males executives there. It's like and the guy said, you know, the guy just walked because he didn't want to be rude and tell her, don't stop touching me. So he moved on the other side of the table, and you know, one of the girls came there and one of the ladies went there. But she goes like, I have never seen anything like this in my life. A 42-year-old woman who is hardened and everything, you know, like if you look at her interviews prior to marrying Harry, she's like, I'm in power. Oh no, I do this. I do that. You know, like I'm gonna do this. I'm very ambitious. And even her voice at that meet is like, oh my God. Oh, I didn't know. I mean, what happened to the smart woman from Northwestern University?
Who says she's a feminist. I love this comment here from Lisa, who says she's a feminist, but yet she's using her tantalizing ways to seduce men into doing what she wants. That's not very feminist, to speak, is it? Come on.
I remember watching her when they come back to one. I can't remember if it was Jubilee. No, she had the green pea hat on and the green outfit, the cape like. And she was sat there, and it was after they had dropped a few bombs anyway. And Edward was speaking to her, and she was like, all like this. Then Sophie looks at her, and she soon just goes, because she was literally just trying to tease him into like feel like my feminine. Like, then as soon as Sophie looked at her, her head went down. And like, why are you not happily speaking to Sophie the same? Aren't we all equal? Or are you just relying on your feminine assets in this moment to try and, you know, play on his mate? It's just crap, in my opinion.
No, but it's something that is incredible about being on a Netflix thing. And this is, I saw an interview because after my friend told me about it, I was like, really? And then I sent her a bunch of interviews, you know, that Meghan did, like, when she's talking about what she does, how she feels that she's incredibly, this is her. I'm incredibly ambitious. And it's like, I don't cry. I don't do this. And like, even her voice sounds different. So I sent it to my friend and she goes, we're not getting that. And she's like, I'm like, what do you mean you're not getting that? She should be more empowered now that, you know, she has not, what we saw there, it was uncomfortable. She's using way too much bronzer. And her, you know, we're looking at her as like, you know, because they were talking about, because she was being told no, some of the ideas she was pitching, they were telling her, you know, that won't work. And they're not even beating around the bush anymore. They tell her, no, that won't work, because they don't want to waste all those executives that were at that meeting. They were taking time away from actual profitable ventures for talking to her for 40 minutes. They could have spent those 40 minutes elsewhere with actually a very productive show. This is how my friend told me, you know, I could have been, and then she gave me the name of a show that they're working on. And it's like, oh, wow. You guys, yeah, Paula, wow. You know, I could have been at that meeting. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. She goes, yeah. And then we get this woman badly dressed, covered up her face only in bronzer. you know, with hair unkempt. And, you know, she's like pretending she doesn't know anything and like, how cute little kid, you know, I'm a little girl. I don't know anything. Don't be mean to me. And when they told her, she pitched like 5 ideas and pretty much they shut it down. And she got, the little girl was gone. When she says, when she gets the word no, she gets angry.
Mm.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
Right. So I haven't got access to the slides, but the next story, and I think this is the last one of the day, and I want to hear both of your opinion on this one. Prince Harry and Meghan's ex-A takes brutal swipe like working with teenagers. So I don't know if you've seen this story. It was in You haven't. So Samantha Cohen worked as the late Queen's press secretary for 17 years before she requested to take on a role alongside Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's ex-aide has taken a brutal swipe at the couple, saying that working with them was like working with teenagers. There we go. Samantha Cohen resigned from her role as private secretary to Harry and Meghan in 2019, obviously when they were leaving the royal family there, a job that she had taken on the request of the late Queen Elizabeth II. I think she was only due to work for them for 6 months, but ended up getting roped into 18 months of working with the terrible two and labelling them children, which, come on, I think this is, nobody's going to disagree with this statement, are they?
No. I feel like we've got enough proof in us. It does seem like childlike behaviour, you know, the fact Harry just won't give up on the court cases. It's like, me, myself, and I. And it is very teenage rebellion. Just grow up, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, Samantha Cohen had to be sent in. I think they used to call her the tiger or something like that, because Meghan Markle's assistant quit mid-royal tour where Harry and Meghan. She just said, screw this. I don't need this anymore. I can lead a better life, you know, than being berated by this ugly looking woman, because Meghan is not attractive, guys. She's not. And the reason why we see a lot of people say she wants people to say she's beautiful, this drop dead gorgeous, she's not. She's average looking at best before, when she had some weight on her, and now she's really, really unkempt. Instead of all that money making her better looking, for some reason she's trying to make herself look bad. I don't know if she's trying to drum up a narrative that, you know, she had a miserable marriage with Harry, like that headline we saw, that her life started at 33. Probably she's gonna say my life started at 46.
44, yeah. I'm remade again. And I'm releasing a book about it. But no, so Samantha was actually, this is what Joanne Taylor's saying, Samantha was training her replacement on the South Africa trip, and the replacement quit too. So that's two of them. Is there anyone who's walked away from working with Meghan and Harry and actually said what a pleasure they were to work with or meet?
You know who that was that quit? That lady bodyguard walking her out of the Fiji market where she left everybody. She was supposed to be there for about an hour. And after 10 minutes, she took off because she was angry that the UN women were there at the same market. And this is why she berated that. We see the assistant crying in the car, because Meghan Markle berated her. She didn't want to be around the UN women, United Nations Women's Organization, which is insane, and because she wanted to be the star, and she didn't like it. And the people in the market were complaining because they've been there for hours.
You could tell when you see her walking around, she's just repulsed that she's there. You can see it. She doesn't want to. And you've got these women who are being really welcoming to her, and she's given nothing back. It's bare minimum, you know. And you can see in that. I've watched that.
No, but can you imagine a bodyguard? This is the first time ever that a bodyguard walked away mid-tour, because that is complicated, because then they have to scramble for somebody, who they have to prep somebody, send somebody to and prep him and give them there, because usually these things are planned in months. So the bodyguards know the routes, know everything. They send bodyguards in advance. This is why I'm telling you yesterday when we did this live with that Harry's an idiot, because he's angry that he has to give 28 days notice to Scotland Yard in order for them with a detail agenda, in order for them to provide security. It's not that he won't get it. He doesn't get it. if he doesn't give 28 days notice. But if he gives 28 days notice, he will get it. And he doesn't want to do that, but he doesn't because he never was involved in things like these. So the bodyguards, usually when there's a royal visit, guys, they send the bodyguards and security team ahead. It's months preparing this, right? So if a bodyguard walks midway, you have to send somebody new that hasn't been involved, doesn't know the country, hasn't check the routes, hasn't checked anything, is not familiar with the hospitals, with the procedures. So you have to train somebody basically midway. And the same thing for the assistant. The assistant said, screw this, I don't need this. And can you imagine? That's a first, guys. That's how serious things are.
Right. Have you got anything to add to that, Tina? Because if not, I was going to... Oh, don't worry. There's a delay. Carry on.
Sorry. No, go, Tina, go.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Is it my internet? This is not a security guard or bodyguard in the local spa shop. This is the top of their game, the top of their career. So it's a big decision to quit that kind of level of career in where they've achieved being security for the royal family. You're losing me, aren't you?
No, we see you.
No, we can see you. She's gone.
But can you imagine, Jen? Can you imagine? Because that actually, this bodyguard risked a lot, you know, because she was really fed up. She said, she's putting me in danger. She's putting other people in danger because, you know, she's not only taking care of the principal, but also of herself and people around the principal, that if a principal is being reckless, if they endanger the lives of the people around them with their recklessness and other stuff, you know. So can you imagine walking away from that?
No, it's dealing with people who believe it's their, you know, God-given right to have these people look after them, and they don't care for other people's safety or security or anything else bar themselves, and that's the unfortunate thing. So instead of the media news here that Ron sent over, what news have you got, breaking news have you got for me today?
Well, no, at the moment, it's just that I had that thing with the Netflix, that Meghan Markle is acting like a toddler like a little girl.
It's just childish behavior, doesn't it?
No, do you know what they said? That it was really uncomfortable to watch because it's like, even her voice changed. It's like, oh my God. And then when they said no for the fifth time, she's like, it was an immediate shift. You can see her eyes harden, you know, like that, you know, very churlish smile. She's like, it just went away. She became aggressive, but it even her voice changes. Like she said, it was watching like a demon, you know, like from an exorcist. And Paula, I was laughing the way she was narrating it. I was laughing. I was like, oh my God. And goes, Paula, after the fifth, no, because the idea she was putting forth was, I mean, we're so bad, you know, that we were doing our best not to laugh, you know. And it's like, and I'm like, oh my God. And she told me three of the ideas, the best ones, and I'm like, no, she didn't. And she's like, yeah. But after the fifth no, because now they don't, she said that before they used to sit with her and they used to, you know, coddle her, just like Meghan Markle said, I'm not here to coddle people, but they would coddle her because she's the Duchess. They no longer call her Duchess because that was one of her requirements, that she be called Duchess. So they call her Meghan. You know, here comes Meghan. They don't call her Duchess during those meetings. She goes, that's stupid. I'm not going to call her a Duchess. You know, so, but it was really funny. She's like, how she changed, immediately changed. And Harry, you know, like, by the way, guys, Yesterday with Ron, we talked about Harry leaking confidential. Hey, there you go. Yesterday with Ron, we talked about Harry leaking confidential information to Johnny Mercer, the guy from the Veterans Affairs, right?
Okay.
This is serious. There's something called Official Secrets Act and official secrecy. That's the act that Harry violated by leaking confidential information to a third party. And it carries a minimum of 2 years in prison automatic. You don't even go to trial. If you're caught, this is like for espionage and stuff like that. If you're caught sending confidential information through to government or any other official parties, it's a 2 year minimum. And there was a guy that they made an example of that was sentenced to 42 years in jail. And they have updated this act to include emails or any information that might harm individuals or that anybody, because nowadays people send emails, you know, Jen, and people like, yeah. But so they've updated that thing. So Harry, by sending the confidential information of Ravik and procedures and stuff like that, he violated the Official Secrets Act and official secrecy, and nothing is happening to him.
Wow. It's insane, isn't it? It really is. It's just like, and I think this is what people annoys people. Your average Joe Bloggs would not get away with what they're getting away with, you know. And it is frustrating, you know. So,
so have you got any, have you
the
got
ultimate privilege?
Well, exactly, silver spoon in their mouth. But so, have you got any news for me today, Tina?
No, I haven't. To be honest, I'm not really. I'm a bit rubbish. Not today. No, we've got Paula.
She is a fountain of knowledge, but.
No, but you know, guys, you know, because the people yesterday and yesterday were talking about, I saw a lot of headlines that said that she's going to get sued because of the label, how incomplete that label was, you know, food label was. And the Farmers Association of America, of Montecito and California, are complaining. And like, they're right. She's not hiring anybody. She hasn't named any premises where the jam will be made, which is something that you would have, need to have, because wherever you make food, those have to be certified by the U.S. Food Safety Administration. And, you know, they have an agriculture. If you're handling fruit, agriculture department has to be involved, and you have to have windows. You have to good ventilation. You have to have, before you enter the fall, it has to be sealed. And before you enter, I know because I have it, I had to have it certified by the USDA, even in Nicaragua. You know that in order for me to make my fruit and send it to the States, the USDA had to come here, send an official, and approve the facilities that I have where I process the fruit.
But even if she had all that, even if she had all the labels and it was certified, it'd still be a failure anyway.
That's one question. One question, guys.
We need certified premises for that.
Yeah. No, I just got one question. How are you going to see someone who ain't got no money?
What did you say?
How are you going to do?
Busy suing everyone. They got no money left.
Yeah. Where are they going to get this money from? Why are you going to bother suing someone who's got no money?
She was hitting the Rothschild guy, the one that Angelina Jolie is after. This very good looking Rothschild. He's like 42 or something like that. Very good looking.
Allegedly.
Well, no, she was seen with him. She was seen with him having a meeting, taking a meeting. You know, and Angelina Jolie is trying to hit him to help her finance certain projects, UN projects and stuff like that, because he also is a. He's part of the UN. He helps the UN. He's involved in some projects with the UN. So Angelina Jolie was, well, he's good looking. The guy's bloody good looking.
But don't you think it makes people question this Rothschild? It makes people question WME. Anyone that goes near her with a barge pole.
He gets associated with those guys.
Question, yeah. And they get markled. They get associated. Because that's, you know, as much as it's, maybe business sense for that one moment, it would the downfall will come to you. It was the same with Amber Heard, you know.
Look what CCC says. Is she going to let people leave reviews? Well, just go to her American Riviera Orchard. You can't leave a comment. So for the sugars that come on this thing, consider yourself lucky you're able to leave a comment at all, because anything where it's Meghan and Harry, where Harry and Meghan Markle are involved, there are no comments, no live streaming like we do, that we are doing right now, putting ourselves up to your hatred, you know, and there's nothing like that. You're not allowed to comment.
If this jam does get out to sale, if it even goes there, because I feel like they just throw stuff, hope it sticks. If it's an achievement, if it grows, they're stand by it. But they just test, they dip their toes. What happens when they put this jam out to sale? And let's be honest with you, influencers will be buying it, but not to, like, it will be to rip it to pieces. How are they going to cope with that?
I honestly want a little slice of the pie up here.
Because that's the reality of what their brand is. It's negativity. People don't want to know. Even if it's the best jam in the whole wide universe, it's still Meghan's jam. So like, people will be buying it, some people, just so they can create
It's gonna be the gift that keeps on giving. Honestly, yeah. Anyone's birthday, I'm gonna buy a truckload of the stuff just to give it as gifts for people's birthdays, including yours, Paula. You'll be the first.
I bet you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? Because people are saying the censorship thing with Meghan Markle and stuff like that. It's absolutely, and you know what's, it's so frustrating that you're watching something and you can't leave the comment. So I wonder if she does that for that in two parts, to frustrate us, the fact that, you know, she's not opening herself for real criticism. You know, it's like when you go watch a movie, and you're like, it's a movie, so you're not going to change its mind by yelling at the movie, which I do when I watch Star Trek movies. You know, I go, please don't look back. But you know that they're going to look back because it's part of the movie. So it's like watching Meghan Markle. And her life is like an already made movie that no matter what you do or say, she's still going to behave the same, you know, and you can't change that. And she won't allow any comments. She won't allow anything because if you do, well.
But she's going to have no choice if this jam actually goes out for sale, because she can't censor that. And people
she can
bring content on that.
She can because she's not allowing comments.
She can silent the comments in her own little universe she's created, in her own little bubble. She can protect that. But still, beyond that, people will, like they are now. She can protect her little universe she's created for herself, but she can't protect, you know, once she sells that jam and people have bought that jam and they're buying it just so they can mock her in a video making toast. She can't control that. Once it's out there.
Is it, I'm unaware, is there actually a release date for the said jam yet, or a month?
Nothing, just like that article said. They announce all these big plans without any dates, without any premises, without anything. It's just this big fanfare, just like that article we read. It's like Meghan Markle. They make all these posh announcements with nothing else. They're just announcements.
Yeah.
You know?
Next question. When does the next Netflix, I won't repeat that word, rubbish starts? Anyone know?
Well, my cat's name's Karen. The thing is that, and this is another thing which is very misleading. Those are not Netflix crews. And the thing that Meghan Markle leaked saying, oh, she's starting she's recording her cooking show for Netflix. She's not. Netflix hasn't agreed to that. She's recording it for herself through Archworld Productions. And then she's going to pitch it to Netflix. Netflix is going to review it and decide whether or not it's good enough to stream it. Okay, but it's not like Netflix is in her kitchen right now. Even Michelle Obama, the reason why she made her own production company, that's because how they make a lot of money as a production company. Because if Netflix makes it, you lose a lot of money because they're making it. So this is why Barack Obama and Michelle Obama created their own production company, because they have to. They have to, you know, otherwise then Netflix studios, Netflix doesn't have a studio. So she's filming. She probably started recording yesterday, because it was yesterday that she was supposed to start. But it doesn't mean that the Netflix show is starting yesterday.
No, that's months and months and months of production there.
And don't forget that their contract expires on February 2025. Meet Me at the Lake was never made. Pearl was shut down. They have less than April now?
Mm-hmm.
Are we in April?
We are in April, yes.
April the 17th. She has less than a year. They have less than a year to produce something so blockbuster, you know, that is such a blockbuster that Netflix will want to review, because I don't think Netflix will review. And this is why Meghan Markle is actually meeting with Kris Jenner and everybody, because Kris Jenner is over at Hulu, and Hulu's the competition of Netflix.
Exactly. So... I'm sorry, just reading through the comments now. Someone asked earlier if Outward Unleashed is on tonight. Unfortunately, it is not on this evening. I don't know when it's back on, but we are doing the Outward Family Channel breakfast tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Family Channel. I think the link will be in the description box below this video if you want to join me and Sean for breakfast.
When are you doing the psychic thing?
We're in chats and bringing it, because there's going to be a bit of a shift to the channel coming up. I won't say too much on the live. So we're just organising a few bits backstage. So it will be coming up soon, because I know Ron wants to be heavily involved in that as well. So And I believe the Royal Mess this Friday, Ron is due to go. I think he's going away for a couple of days. I don't know if he's announced it yet. So I'll be hosting it this Friday with you lot. So who's coming on Friday?
Well, we're going to have, well, I think we're going to have Pedina, Anti-Lawyer. We might have George the Giant Slayer, us, obviously, which are charming and loving, Megan Small, and Andy from Andrew POV, the winning guy, Mr. Dylan, and the guy that we talked to, like the body language guy.
Dylan.
He's going to be on top of us because we're a rowdy crowd.
Oh my God, it's going to be chaos for me. I was just listening then. I was counting in my head. I was like,
five or six of us.
No, it's going to be like eight. More the merrier, obviously. It's going to be a ball. I'm just going to sit here and sip through the comments all evening. It'll be fine.
That's why it's called the Royal Mess, because we're a mess.
Because it's a hot mess.
It does get messy. I won't be on until later because I've got work first. So it's my
week. I thought the Royal Mess was called a Royal Mess. Obviously, it is a bit of an S show. In the production side of things, but I thought it was because Megan is such a mess. That's the impression I got. Am I wrong?
Well, I think it covers all spectrums. I said in that, and then we do sort of, yeah, we just add to the name, don't we?
Exactly. And have you got much followers of this, Tina? Because Ron keeps plugging your channel. We need to know the exact.
My content is very niche. What I do
doesn't matter. People stop. People, you guys should be going to her channel. What's wrong with you? How do you not show love to this woman who puts herself out there? She's gorgeous. I would understand it if she were ugly, but she's pretty.
Oh God, that don't mean nothing. At the end of the day, I'm gonna get Latino on you. It's very
go to her channel. Subscribe. It's free.
I hate this.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yes, follow Tina. Subconsciously, I will get through to you. Follow Tina. So my cat's name is Karen. I'm ordering a custom Funko Pop of the POW. I want to donate it for charity. Does Paula want it for her channel? Do you know what a Funko Pop is? It's this little toy of the Prince of Wales. So it's the Funko Pops, it's a kid's toy. Well, adults collect it as well. So would you like that for your channel? And if so, how would my cat's name is Karen get that over to you?
Yes, my cat's name is Karen. If you can write to me to Facebook, I will send you the P.O. box in the States I have. I just don't make it public because then, yeah. And I get so many, you guys, you have no idea. I get so many nasty emails. So I don't want to post the P.O. box address, because also it's expensive. I have to pay every time I get something here. So it's very expensive. But yes, I would love that. And don't forget to buy a ticket, guys. I am so pleased, guys. We are only 400 tickets away from reaching the 1,000. So I want to thank all of you guys. I know my cat's name. You have no idea when I talk to Tina and she posts something, she second guesses herself. Oh my God, I think I was too mean. I'm going to take it down. It's like, don't you dare take it down.
But that's the whole thing, it's the aftermath. I struggle with this, you know. I'm finding my feet and I'm like, if you don't want to like, if you don't want to subscribe, that's fine. It's fine. I get it. So that's just me. And that's why I do what I do.
You make me go Latina on you. You know, look at what people saying. Tina,
my God, I was just looking at this. The girl crush comment is, I mean, that's...
To be 100%. Fair, guys, I do use a lot of filters on all my posts. Like, this is the only time you see.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I live in a filter, so what you're seeing is like not a true reflection.
Can the chat just go in on? Literally, let's throw as many compliments as we can as Tina in the chat.
I do read all the messages on my Facebook page. You should follow me because I'm almost 5,000 followers. So once I have 5,000 followers, I'll be doing a really kinky live.
Oh, here we go. Tina, your other channel appeared in my timeline and I subbed. It's wonderful. I love your poetry.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is the inspiration behind your poetry? I've got to know.
Do you know what? I don't even know myself. I didn't even know I could do poems. Like, literally, I found myself.
I was a poet and I didn't know it.
Court case come to town, and I was like, I need to watch. I grew up in domestic violence. My whole life was just trauma after trauma. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard come to town. I started speaking, didn't stop. Then I started speaking in rhyme. Then I started writing a book. Then I found you guys. And now I'm here, like battling the double-edged sword of what is social media and all my insecurities and like being like, ugh. But right now on TikTok, I have got a post up where I'm saying actually about this, about, you know, how we struggle to receive a compliment. And I've put it out there in the hope that a lot of my followers, who can pretty much finish off my sentence, who've been through abuse, because we all mirror image, because we fall from the same narcissistic handbook, and in the hope that they can acknowledge that they're not alone and actually we're not insane. It's just because of the abuse we went through. So that's my thing, awareness of the aftermath of growing up in abuse. There you go.
That's how I met Tina, you know, on TikTok, because, you know, I'm part of domestic violence as well. So I was,
And
when you're part of that, for some reason, it's like the phone knows, because, you know, I was looking through stuff and how to survive this, how to become better at this, how not to be that. And then for some reason, suddenly my TikTok started to change, and I started to get, you know, TikToks from other women. Like, why? I didn't look for this in TikTok, but it's incredible how Google has a hold of you. You look up a couple of articles online, and suddenly your TikTok or your what pops up in your laptop is completely different. So suddenly Tina pop up, and I'm like, and then I heard her talk. There's a particular TikTok that you were talking about, and I just started crying, because it was just me. And I was like, oh my God, this woman is, and so I reached out, and you were so kind to answer back. I was so happy, you know, so that's, I'm a big fan.
And so you two, honestly, the show wouldn't be without you two. So there wouldn't be a show without you two, honestly. You're wonders for it. So guys, come on, follow these girls. And I was just looking to High Voltage. You can buy me Andrew Gold's book. I've got his new book here, actually. I'll do a big shout out to him. The first story. So shout out to Andrew Gold, success.
Did he sign it?
Does he sign it?
Yeah, did he sign it this for one. You?
Oh. Of course, yeah. He wrote me a special note in here. So I will not be reading that one out loud. It's not naughty. But yeah, so he's the success of his new book. People, you should head over to, especially High Voltage, and buy Andrew Gold's book. Plug. So now, what will we be covering tomorrow then? Is there tomorrow's show going ahead, considering Ron's away?
Well, it's up to you. You're the boss.
Yeah.
Are you both free tomorrow to come back on and talk about the next news over the next 24 hours?
Do you know what?
Every morning I check my phone. Honestly, I didn't think there could be that much news. When Ron was pitching the idea for the show, I thought, is there really going to be that much news every day? So every morning I go on my phone, I check my phone, I put Royal News UK, and I'm like, for God's sake, they literally, you have at least 10 news stories pop up. Yeah. And I'm like, half of it, I can't even see how it's a story. But it keeps the wheels turning, doesn't it? And the show going, I guess.
And you know what, the irony is there, like Harry and Meghan had to go away because the royal family kept leaking stuff about them, so they say. And like, since they've walked away, there is like leak after leak. So, you know, we can counteract the royal family. That wasn't them. So who are the culprits, I wonder? You know, crazy.
So...
Oh, no, I saw that. You know, I'm sick of, you know, this is the kind of comments I get, for example.
I am,
because it's important to address this. You're all complicit in Paula's scamming. You know, it's incredible that I don't even know who this person is. And no matter what I show, I think this person, when I showed videos of my school, she was one of the loudest voices saying that I shouldn't be showing that, right? So then they come when I don't show it. Oh, you're scamming. When I go and show the receipts, because I've done videos of me going into the bookshop, buying stuff, buying materials, buying everything. I'm actually going to have another YouTuber come with me. Well, not with me, but she's going to fly out of the country. And you guys know this YouTuber. She has a children's charity. And you know why she doesn't post it on YouTube, which breaks my heart, because she has this amazing charity in the United States. And she's a very well-known YouTuber, because of the hatred I get. And here we have Harry, a man. We've seen what happened to Liketso. He created a foundation based on this little girl, and he has abandoned her. And I don't see people like them calling them out. Instead, they get more money. Mm-hmm. And here I am with something that's a raffle, a very little thing that I'm using my little platform that I built for myself without any royal titles. And I get these stupid comments like that. from people who just come and say that. That's fine, Jen, but I like to address these things because
I'm glad you did because I banned the person now.
Don't block it.
I think if you could be anything in it, yeah, if you could be anything in your life, just be kind, guys.
No, but I like to call them out because okay, fine, tell me how. And these are the very same people who harass other little schools in my area. I've done videos when I'm actually at the police station.
They
harass other schools.
I've seen the videos of your school. I've seen it. But the one thing you won't do, Paula, is, you know, go round a hospital with poorly children just for yourself to get money. You know, that's the reality, you know, and we've seen it. So we know it's true. And that's why we stand.
You know what? I was talking to Ron yesterday and I didn't know. And I was right because P. Dina and I were it's P. Dina, the one who would come. She has a charity and she's going to come to Nicaragua once we raise the funds and the kids are going to help build the school, which is going to be great because we're going to film it. But it's something that Pidaina, you know, she won't post her charity because she said, I don't want hatred, because these people even go and contact the charity commission in the United States to try to get her charity down. You know, they're that insane. And you know, they phone people, they phone other schools. And I was talking to Ron yesterday. I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to post a video of the school and I'm going to blur their faces. And Ron is like, Paula, there is. I didn't know that there is stuff where they can unscramble the thing. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, they can, you know, even if you blur the faces, they can unblur them. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, yes, they can. I'm like, and I was talking
technology to today. You can't get away with nothing.
How can they do that? How can they unscramble it if I put it up scrambled, you know? But Ron is like,
he's a tech genius, isn't he? Mind blowing.
Isn't it insane?
I'm bloody
exactly. And JD, if you want to watch me give birth, it's not for the faint-hearted. If you go head on to my family channel, the Atwood family there.
Have you got your birth video up?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, that was something else. I can't even remember it. I can't remember the GoPro in my face. To be fair, Sean was quite discreet with it. So when it was all going on, you're just so concerned of you guys know. Mm. You're not concerned about anything else bar getting the child out.
Absolutely not, yes.
Yeah. So, right, ladies.
We're going to talk about something about Meghan Markle, about that hospital thing, Tina, because there's a funny part where the child comes in speaking Spanish to her. And she doesn't answer back because she doesn't understand. And the funny thing is with Delfina Baikier, who's Nacho's wife, she's Argentinian. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and yet she speaks English to Meghan Markle because Meghan Markle doesn't speak Argentinian after all.
Yeah, she's told the world.
You know, do you know what I mean? Why does she say those public lies?
There's no, you know, Amber Heard. Anything
that needs her.
They don't.
Yeah.
They just say it in the moment, and they don't see. Like I said, they protect their own little universe, and they don't see past that. That's it. They're constantly just trying to fix their little here, you know. And that's why they're so scared of like Harry mending stuff with the family, because that makes that universe bigger and more risks bring into their little universe. You know, that's my opinion, obviously. Can I just say, though, before you go, I've seen loads of comments to me. Thank you for your love and support. I'm not a technical wizard. I can't even comment on the things because I'm so enjoying chat. I'm useless. So thank you, Anne, and the poem about Meghan that went on a royal grift. That was a bit of a wow. And I just do what I do.
What do you mean? What happened with the royal grift?
Oh, I done a post, you know how dramatic I get. Involved.
I can imagine your drama, Tina. Not even that dramatic. You're like, I did a post. Not you.
And I'm like, we don't want to wear the perfume you're wearing or the clothes you're wearing, because we don't. You know, you're not influencing anyone. Like, no one wants to smell like you. No one wants to look like you. And it was like that. Then that went over onto X. And then, like, I had people messaging me, you're on a royal grift. And, like, everywhere, like, yeah.
It just you were massive. Featuring in the royal grift video?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Which video were you at that featured in the royal grift?
Shout out to the royal grift. And it's just very me and my my just like no, but were you
I don't have time to watch other videos to tell you the truth, but if you were featured in the Royal Grift, can you send me the link so I can watch you?
Yeah, it was ages ago now, and it was just went crazy because everyone's like, you're on a Royal, and I didn't even delve into YouTube. I was just in TikTok world then. This was before I come to a Royal Mess, and it was like, and then I was on that other Reddit as well, that it got onto there, and it was just everywhere, and I was like, oh God. So yeah,
see if you can dig that link out and send it over to Ron and see if we can pop it in the description box below this video. That'd be hilarious for everyone to check out. All right, guys, we have finished up. It's 2 o'clock and I've got to head off and do baby duties today.
I've got to make food before I go to work. So I'll catch you all tomorrow night.
Guys, we're coming on.
Go subscribe to Dina's channel. I don't care what you do. You go subscribe to Dina's channel.
No, if you do not subscribe to Dina's channel,
you have to subscribe to your channel.
Paula will love you. Paula will be on your case. Right, guys, thank you very much. I will see you tomorrow. Take it easy wherever you are in the world. Thank you for watching.
Bye.
Yay.
Still